This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is set to tell senators at her confirmation hearing starting Monday that courts should not try to make policy and should leave that to American presidents and to Congress. The 48-year-old conservative, President Donald Trump's third nominee to the 9-member court, is facing 4 days of hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. The Republican-controlled Senate, over vocal opposition from Democrats, is pushing to confirm her lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court by the end of October, just days before the presidential election on November 3rd. Republicans say they have the votes to confirm Barrett. If so, it would be one of the shortest approval processes on record for a Supreme Court justice and the closest ever to a presidential election. Democrats opposed Barrett's nomination to the court for several reasons, including the future of Obama-era health care reform laws and legal abortion. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert in the United States, told CNN on Sunday that his comments were taken, quote, out of context, in a campaign ad for President Donald Trump. Fauci said the ad, released Saturday as Trump recovers from the coronavirus, was made without his consent. The 30-second ad features what appears to be an edited clip of Fauci saying, "I can't imagine that anybody could be doing more," after a narrator discusses the Trump administration's efforts to fight the pandemic. The quote appears to come from an interview with Fox News in March. During the interview, Fauci said at the time, quote, "I'm down at the White House virtually every day with a task force. It's every single day. So I can't imagine that under any circumstances that anybody could be doing more." Trump campaign communications director Tim Murtaugh responded to those comments, saying that these were Fauci's words.